Imam Hussein in the eyes of Sunni thinkers. Imam Hussein's personality and movement has astounded every seeker of freedom from any creed. Many scholars and intellectuals have spoken about Imam Hussein and the Epic of Ashura during the past 14 centuries. In a few episodes, we have discussed the views of Sunni scholars and Sunni thinkers on this grand personality and his unmatched movement. Stay tuned for the fourth and concluding part of this discussion. Mawlana Muhammad Shafi Deobandi was a Sunni scholar and poet from the Deoband city of Pakistan. Deobandi was born in 1897 and graduated from Darul Uloom, or the House of Sciences, of his city in 1917. Then he started teaching at the same center as the Grand Mufti. This Pakistani Mufti has authored a book on the Epic of Ashura and Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, under the title of Martyr of Karbala. What distinguishes this book from others is the foreword of the book, where he makes it clear that he has collected the content of the book from accurate and documented narrations. Mawlana Muhammad Shafi Deobandi, in his book, writes on the role of the wicked rebel Muawiyah, son of Abu Sufyan, in martyrdom of the Holy Prophet's dear grandson, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Abdullah, son of Muslim, wrote a letter for Yazid. He said that Imam Hussein's cousin, Muslim ibn Aqil, had come to Kufa to gather people's allegiance for the Imam. Then he continues, "If you need Kufa and wish to have the city in your control, immediately send a powerful and able man to put your rules into action, as the current ruler, Nu'man, son of Bashir, is weak." Mawlana Muhammad Shafi Deobandi continues, "Other persons like Amara, son of Walid, and Amr, son of Sa'id, wrote and sent similar letters to Muawiyah's libertine son, Yazid. Yazid, having received those letters, instantly asked for special advisor of his father, Sarjun, son of Mansur, and consulted with him on the circumstances of Kufa. The latter suggested to him to send Ubaidullah, son of Ziyad, to become the ruler of Kufa. Yazid was not in good terms with the son of Ziyad. Thus, Sarjun told him, 'If Muawiyah was here and asking you to do something, would you do it?' Yazid answered, 'Surely I would have done it.' Then Sarjun took out a letter from the rebel Muawiyah in which he had appointed Ubaidullah son of Ziyad as the ruler of Kufa. Therefore Yazid accepted and appointed the son of Ziyad, Ubaidullah, as the ruler of both Kufa and Basra. He stressed that he should leave for Kufa as soon as getting the letter. He ordered him to arrest and kill Imam Hussein's cousin and emissary, Muslim ibn Aqil." Sunni Muslims consider Imam Hussein's martyrdom as a picture of valour, self-sacrifice, defence of truth, and fighting oppressors. Maulana Muhammad Shafi Deobandi writes in his book on Imam Hussein's valour in the heat of the battle. Shemr, son of Zeljoshan, attacked Imam Hussein with 10 men. Dear listeners, what many historians and narrators have said is that hundreds of top commanders of the enemy assaulted the Imam. And the Imam killed all of them. Yet, Muhammad Shafi Deobandi has written only 10 men attacked him. He continues, "The Imam, in spite of innumerable wounds and excessive thirst, fought them bravely. Historians have written that this event was unique as Hussein ibn Ali, peace be upon him, fought steadfastly and courageously, despite having sustained too many injuries. Wherever Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, turned, the enemy would immediately escape. Thus, Shemr understood that Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, could not be killed except through besieging him and attacking from every side. So the troops attacked him ferociously and martyred the grandson of the Holy Prophet."